Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 24th, 2018. Welcome to Day 613. A second woman publicly accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were both freshmen at Yale during the 1983-84 academic school year. Deborah Ramirez said Kavanaugh exposed himself and shoved his penis in her face without her consent at a dorm party. Kavanaugh's roommate at the time said he cannot imagine Ramirez making this up and that Kavanaugh was, quote, frequently incoherently drunk. After learning of Ramirez's allegations last week, Senate Republicans called for the Senate Judiciary Committee to accelerate its confirmation vote. Kavanaugh and the White House denied Ramirez's allegation, calling it a smear, plain and simple. Kavanaugh told the Senate Judiciary Committee that he will not be intimidated into withdrawing his nomination because of false and uncorroborated allegations against him. And Ford told lawmakers the same, that fear will not hold me back from testifying against Kavanaugh. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor to declare that the Senate will move forward with a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination, accusing Democrats of running a smear campaign to derail the confirmation. Christine Blasey Ford also agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. She will appear on Thursday before a committee of 21 senators and face questioning, but no decision has been reached about whether Republicans would use staff attorneys to question Ford about her claim. All the Republicans on the panel are men. Trump, meanwhile, called the allegations against Kavanaugh totally political and said he believes Kavanaugh all the way. Trump defended his nominee as, quote, a fine man with an unblemished past, end quote, despite at least two women accusing Kavanaugh of sexual assault. And finally, Rod Rosenstein did not resign today, but he did offer to resign in discussions with John Kelly. Rosenstein and Trump will meet again on Thursday to discuss the Deputy Attorney General's future at the Justice Department. Rosenstein went to the White House this morning for a meeting where he expected to be fired. The news follows reports that Rosenstein discussed the idea of wearing a wire last year to secretly record Trump and invoke the 25th Amendment in order to remove him from office. Rosenstein has been overseeing Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, as well as whether any Trump associates conspired with those efforts. If Rosenstein leaves, Noel Francisco, the Solicitor General, would take on oversight of Mueller's investigation, meaning he could fire Mueller or limit the investigation in other ways. And in the polls, NBC News says 52% of voters prefer that Democrats control Congress following the midterm elections, while 40% want Republican control, and 8% remain unsure. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, Rob Goldstone says he believes the Trump Tower meeting could have been set up by Russian intelligence. Goldstone said Trump Jr. was willing to accept opposition research he believed was coming from the Russian government. Two, Roger Stone attempted to contact WikiLeaks publisher Julian Assange following the DNC email leaks. Stone emailed Jeremy Corsi 9 days after the first batch of emails were published to suggest that Ted Mallock should see Assange. Mallock is a London-based conservative author. Three, Trump is considering signing an executive order instructing federal antitrust and law enforcement agencies to open probes into Google, Facebook, and other social media companies. Trump has recently complained that social media is totally discriminating against Republican conservative voices. And four, a new Trump administration rule would make it more difficult for immigrants to obtain green cards if they legally use public benefits like food stamps or Medicaid. Millions of immigrants who rely on public assistance for food and shelter could be forced to choose between accepting financial help and obtaining a green card to legally live and work in the United States. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
There's an additional point. I have never seen anything like this in my career in over 3 decades. I've never seen so many repressed memory cases in my life, especially against one guy.
Yeah.
So the question is, if there's something awry going on, was there hypnosis?
Was there hypnosis?
Was there hypnosis?
Hypnosis?